Holy fucking shit balls! We on episode 19. It's Gia and Avery here to please your ears.
It's about damn time.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Oh my god, what a hellish day.
It's a shit show out there.
All those fuckers in their motorbikes. I swear, I'm going to close line every damn one of them.
Jesus Christ on a cracker. That's
Mother Mary and Joseph. As my grandma would say.
So I did actually get called out by my parents the other day because I was talking to them on the phone, obviously. And
thank you for clarifying. I'm
still not in the United States. I'm still really far away. I was saying fuck a lot because that's what I've taken to. That's, you know, I don't gamble. I don't do hard drugs. I can barely drink alcohol now. So just been swearing a lot. And my dad was like, why are you saying that word so much? I was like, because I fucking feel like it. Let me finish this fucking story.
Did you say that?
Yeah. He did not like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So context, like my parents never swore with us. My mom was the kind of mom that would say like sugar and spice instead of shit.
That's sweet. Spicy.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I mean, swearing in front of my parents was like a big deal. But the problem is that I get so comfortable doing it now that I find myself almost swearing in front of my students, which is a very big deal and not a good big deal. So I have to think of like very creative ways to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, it's been like shapoopy, and they all think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Another one is pirate ship.
Ah.
Like, oh, pirate ship, which brings memories of summer camp.
That's a solid one.
And apple. Because really? It kind of sounds like asshole.
Oh. Stop being such an apple. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Or I go, mother father. Because it has the same like foot-er as motherfucker.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the kids are like, what? Why are you talking about your family? And I'm like,
because well, you they could catch say on. That to your parents. And then they would be like, yes, we are here.
You rang, literally.
Yep, still here.
Yeah. So, no, it's been definitely an adjustment. Working with kids every day now for like an extended period of time, finding myself in situations where like I want to swear but I can't. So
really tough. Even around people, not kids, adults I know that don't like to swear, it's really hard. Like I find myself choosing things like crap instead, like hushing it, you know. Oh, such a piece of crap, you know. But one time somebody said I was being, or no, he said I was being naughty with crap.
What?
I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, man.
I mean, also, who's telling an adult they're being naughty unless it's like a sexual thing? So.
Exactly. Well, we could have a whole episode devoted to the word naughty and what I feel about it.
We could not, E.
Nah.
On that note.
Yeah, right? You gave us some of your examples of alternative curse words, and we had our listeners chime in with their own. So.
They swear by these.
Oof.
Yes.
I feel like she like slept on that one. She's like, how can I work this in? How can I work this? All right. I got it.
Yeah, I'm warming up. Here we go. Stoke the fire.
Anyway,
so Matt says, the best kid-friendly swear word variation he knows is, does your brain even work?
I feel like that's a diss.
If I told that to my kids, they would, not be pleased.
And Aurelio says, conchale, which you might have to
conchale.
Conchale? Oh, there's no accent. Conchale? So what does that mean?
Concha is like, I believe, cunt, which is another real aggressive swear word.
How's that kid friendly?
Well, because it's not like concha, it's conchale. I don't really know. I didn't know that was kid friendly. I just don't say it.
Sorry, kids who are listening.
This isn't a PG episode.
No.
Cover their ears, my friend.
Are there any? But yes, let's make that known.
All right. John Servilla says, I say duty and pee pee several times a day. Wiener is also super underrated.
Does he just say them for himself?
I think so. It's not like he's around kids.
I was like, yeah, he's not a teacher. All right. Next is Anonymous. doesn't even have a name. Super anonymous. Cheese and crackers. And also just saying shoot.
I like cheese and crackers.
Yeah. Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It has a little tangibility to it.
Like, literally, you can pick those up.
Hungry?
Yes. Always.
Right.
So Anonymous told us their best kid-friendly swear word is dick, D-I-C-K, shunary.
Mm.
So wait, dick, clever. Shunary. Stop being such a dick, shunary.
All those words you've got in there, they're annoying me, you dick, shunary. double GTFO, shut the front door with extra emphasis on the F.
Extra emphasis.
No, it's emphasis.
I put emphasis on the fay, the A.
Ah, you're losing face right now with that.
Yeah, it's fine. XOXO Gossip Girl has to be kid friendly, you know, like she has a youthful audience. So they said frick and or frack. Which frick just makes me think of Elliot from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Because she was like, frick, frick.
True. I don't like that word. It bothers me.
No?
I don't like it. I mean, just at that point.
Pourquoi?
Just, I would rather say something else.
Like fudge?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're going to replicate the word, you need that, I think the texture of the word, right? To get that out there. To really have, like, a solid impact.
But so then in that case for you, the texture is the vowel sound and not the first and last consonants?
Yeah, because like frick. No, it has to be an fudge.
What if it was
frock?
Yeah,
that works. Frock. Wait, the animal or like the dress?
What animal?
Frog.
No, that's not what I said. I just changed the A from frick to an sound like in fuck. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to double check. We weren't, you know.
Frog.
Go jump like a frog.
You mother frogger.
Speaking of, Shiva's best kid-friendly swear word is mother fudger.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, that has that that I need.
Right, Dave has a classic. I love a good switcheroo. Dave's kid-friendly swear is knucking futs.
Knowing me, I would invert that, even though you're supposed to.
You would revert it?
I would revert it. I would re-invert it.
Yeah.
I would
but also if
myself.
You have motherfucker, I'm trying to think of the inverted. Motherfucker is father mucker.
Father
which
mucker.
Which doesn't roll off the tongue very easily.
Father mucker. yeah, I mean, you'd have to really rehearse this.
Yeah.
Hip-pa-onymous, your favorite.
Ay, Dios.
Fork from the Good Place TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that also gets the job done.
Yeah, I like when they say shirt instead of
shirt.
Shit.
If you have a certain accent, shirt. That sounds like shirt.
But also holy forking shirt balls.
Ooh, yeah, because balls really satisfying. Is a shape.
they are a shape, correct?
That beats the censors.
All right. Larry Molinari. Again, who is Larry Molinari? We will never know. They say, oh, Canada. I guess. That reminds me of, like, did you ever do, like, America shots?
Oh, is that, like that game from Nice Girl? Or Nice Girl? New Girl? It's the America game where they just drink. There's no rules, really. The rules don't make... Anyway, no, I guess
not. No. This is just where you, like, take a shot, and instead of a chaser, you just say, like, America.
All right.
So that just reminds me of, oh, Canada reminds me of, like, you're swearing, so you're just going to use a country name.
Sure. Again, if it gets the job done.
There.
Right. It me. Dag nabbit. No, I mispronounced that. Sorry, it me. Dag nabbit. Dag nabbit.
Right.
I think dag nabbit. Actually, that helps me more than nabbit.
Wow, you just invalidated their response.
Well, I took it and interpreted it for my own needs, yes.
Oh my god, you nabbed it? You dag nabbed it?
It said it me, so I was like, oh, you mean me, okay.
You. All right. JB is in here saying fudge. William Shatner. Flies and bees. Son of a nutcracker. That's a good one. Fish sticks. Another good one. crabgrass, flip a penny. All right, that last one, I'm like, I could use that with the kids. They think it funny. They think it would be funny, and then I'm losing my mind.
What's the substitute? What is it substitute?
Flip it. Just to, like,
like, fuck a doodle.
Yes, fuck a doodle, something we often say. Did I miss that?
Anyway, your mom. Mm-hmm. Not your mom, because we already know. But we already know what your mom says.
That's true. Your mom.
Well, my mom does actually curse a lot. I used to catch myself as a kid about to say shit and say shnagimpuffernoonigans, LOLOL. That way my parents wouldn't get made at me. They meant mad. I still say it after I stub my toe or something. I like when kids say, oh, fart, instead of oh, fuck.
I'm definitely going to use that. Oh, my God. Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah, because, like, instead of, for example, I have a lot of computer issues, like, the computers they gave us at school do not have the power to do what we need them to do. So a lot of the times, instead of saying this computer is a piece of shit, I literally tell the kids, like, guys, this computer is a piece of caca poo poo. Because I need something to get out of my mouth because I'm so mad. Mm-hmm. But I need it to be appropriate because I have 12 tiny people watching me and listening to everything I say.
You are the model.
And now they keep saying it. And literally all their sentences are about poop. And I'm like, well, I may have
started. Oh, that's a kid thing.
Something
though.
Bad. Nah. No, but it definitely upticked after I started saying that. It was not ideal.
Well, just come up with something else.
Yeah. All right. Mira says, every kid version of swear words is hilarious. Dag nabbit. Holy guacamole. Poo on a stick. She says, okay, I looked that last one up, but it's pretty great.
Yeah, but see, there's dag nabbit.
Yeah.
Anonymous. We have another anonymous. Says, says, fuck, .. These kids got to grow up sometime.
Yeah, I mean, you grew up in a household where swearing was the norm, yeah?
Hells yeah.
Hell fucking you.
Yeah, and I'm fine. Don't answer that. Don't reply to that.
All right. V says their favorite kid-friendly swear word is fudge.
Yeah.
Which is a nice, like, mm-hmm. F-U sound.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Also makes me hungry for fudge. Actually, no, I don't want fudge. I just want chocolate. Anyway, I'll do that later. Lao. From English, I like fork. And Chilean Spanish, you might have to help me on this one. Chicha e tomate, literally meaning tomatoes, maize, liquor. Chucha tu madre. Ah, okay. Something to do with your mom.
The original curse word, like the serious one, is chucha tu madre. Mm. So chucha is like fuck.
Okay.
So like chucha tu madre. It's like fuck your mother.
Mm. And then chicha is?
Chicha is like distilled maize corn liqueur. That they drink here, I think.
So it's going from fuck your mother to go drink a maize drink with tomato.
Go get drunk.
Okay. How about that instead of fuck? Drunk!
I don't know if that's kid friendly though. Cause...
Yeah, right? I forgot kids were involved in this.
Right?
Whoops. So I'm glad we got this all off our chests because we have multiple chests. No, also, it's
just... our chesticles were needing some air.
Because it's good to de-stress and gain strength and kind of just
weight
build
lift some swear words.
Overall positivity. Yeah, by cursing. So lo and behold, cursing is actually good for you. According to health.com. And this article came out, 3 years ago. That's okay. Still relevant. By Anthea Levy. All right. So, basically, unleashing expletives might actually raise your pain threshold. Isn't that
fuck
cool?
Yeah.
Yes. So, basically, there was a study done in 2009. And... they found that when participants repeated a swear word out loud while they put their hand into ice-cold water, they were able to keep their digits submerged for longer. And they reported feeling less pain than when they repeated a neutral word, say apple. And so one theory behind that is that cursing helps trigger your fight or flight response, and that raises your heart rate, which pumps more adrenaline through your body, and those are two physiological responses that make us more tolerant of pain. So, go ahead and fucking curse.
Fuck yeah, motherfuckers. I feel better already.
Go on, go number two on yourself. I'm surprised nobody suggested that.
Yeah, but that's not satisfying to say. Number two.
You sound like you're some like drug lord calling over their henchmen. Hey, number two. All right. So it can also relieve stress, like I mentioned. So if you're going through, you know, whatever stress you're doing, like maybe dealing with a pandemic, it actually helps to curse. Studies show that when you put people in stressful situations and tell them they cannot swear, their performance goes down and their experience of stress is much greater. So there's been research done in airplane cockpits and operating rooms, because when pilots and surgeons are allowed to swear on the job, they're better in that stressful situation compared to those who are not permitted to curse. So, yeah.
I mean, as a teacher, I would like to say that that's the one profession I think that would not benefit from this.
I mean, you'd have to have a very targeted lesson with your kids, and maybe they'd have to be 12 or 13 where they could separate what's a bad word versus what's a good word. You know, they'd have to develop that respect for it.
Yeah. But then there's also the whole like outer thing of like parents know their kids are hearing these words on a daily basis.
Yeah. And... but I agree with that one entry. They're going to hear it somewhere at some point.
Yeah. Fair.
So, you know.
But I don't think they need to hear me saying, fuck shit, fuck balls, cock, like, because I dropped an eraser.
You know? Well, I think maybe you should review why you're saying those words after dropping an eraser.
All right, it's really stressful, okay?
It can also help you cope with health issues, which I think is also pretty relevant considering the past year we've had. So specifically with people recovering from cancer or have had long-term chronic illness, swearing is really helpful in terms of processing their emotions, particularly on male patients, you know, specifically with testicular cancer survivors. It shows that, you know, cursing is a way to talk about sadness and loss without losing face, you know.
Because they just get to see my fucking balls.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was trying to be serious. Like, you know, instead of crying or admitting to the fear of the situation, but you're right, yeah.
Because it's just very satisfying to say fucking balls. Like, this is fucking ball shit crazy.
I know. Instead of, instead of taking it out on your loved ones who are there to help you, I think it's better to curse. Although some people think cursing is aimed at them because they have sensitive ears.
No, it's just into the general void.
Yeah, but I know that they're interpreting it that way. Possibly.
Well, they're not the ones with the cancer, so let's be a little more kind to the patients, please. They need to talk about their fucking balls, all right?
I think you just like saying balls. All right, and then finally, swearing while you sweat may make you physically stronger.
What? Yeah. This one I need to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What?
Okay, so according to researchers, when you exercise and you put more force on those objects, cursing increases your resilience and strength temporarily. Okay, you're not going to become the Hulk, but it allow you to exert more force and ultimately be stronger in that moment.
So you're saying if I just scream fuck, I can lift up a bus?
Yeah, exactly. All right, kids, no, go try this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go be a fucking man or woman or non-binary person and lift up a fucking bus.
All right. So, you know, I love the languages. You know, I love to learn new things.
Yes.
So, I went to BuzzFeed because, you know, they have good things sometimes. And I happened to find a list of the best swears in every language.
Whoa. Every single one?
Well, there's an asterisk and it says a motherfucking work in process.
Nice.
Fair. Good disclaimer.
Yes.
Someone once said that swearing is the sure sign of a limited vocabulary. That person was a dumb fucking shit pile. I agree. I'm not going to read it in the native language because I'm going to fuck that up. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read the translation of what it means in English. And some of these I really think that we should use because they're just mwah, beautiful. Beautiful words put together.
Okay. Kiss that. Okay.
Yeah, no, some of these are very satisfactory. For example, in Afrikaans, the best swear is like a sentence. It's an insult, but it's suck on my hemorrhoids and wait for better days.
Oh, right. Which?
Yep.
Okay.
Strong imagery. I like it.
Yes.
In Cantonese, there's a tie, according to BuzzFeed. So there's two options. Goldfish man, which has context. It's a pervert, an old man who woos children with bags of pet goldfish. So that's great. Or.
Is it? Yes.
Pave the road with your shit worthless body.
Wow.
But my favorite is that in Cantonese, this is. It looks like two characters, or it's like two words. So that whole sentiment is wrapped up in two words. I love it.
Very, very economical.
So in French, these are all kind of phrases, I guess, more than words. Mm-hmm. But finished with piss, meaning that a person was conceived by a mix of sperm and then urine.
Wow.
Oof. I love it. I love it. It's so... Mm.
It's very tangy.
And the other French one was, I piss on your butt crack.
Like, they're okay. Very visual.
Yeah, but that's why I love them, because I'm just like, okay. Yeah. Mm. Japanese wins for the best gastronomic insult, which is hit your head on the corner of tofu and die. I'm like, that would take a lot, because like tofu ain't that hard.
No. Why would you bring in tofu as like a way of punishing somebody?
Right? That's not an ideal murder weapon.
No, usually people get meat to slap a person around.
Oh, yeah? They slap the meat? You vegetarian. You didn't even think about that one.
Oh, no. I know sausages can be, you know, inappropriate.
Sausages?
Sausages.
Your soysages?
My soysages can be a little bit doity. What?
Oh, weird. My God. All right. So in Mandarin, we've got fuck all your family 18 generations past.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it. Bring in the ancestors. Like, they deserve to be shamed just as much as the person making a stupid decision.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And finally, Romanian. This one, like, cream of the crop. I think cherry on top. I would dry my dirty underwear on your mother's crucifix. Yeah.
Uh-huh. After peeing in your ass crack.
Yes. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Wait, I lied. I have some more.
Okay.
Okay. So there's one here that people use a lot. It's from Argentina. But boludo means like nutsack, ball sack. So if someone calls you like, boludo, it means, like, you're dumb. Like, you're a nutsack.
Okay.
So I think that we should translate that and just be like, you're such a ballsack. Like, quit being a ballsack.
Okay. You start that trend and we will follow you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You teach us and we will learn.
Yes. And then in Hebrew, this one I just like because there's no context. It's go masturbate on a dog's picture.
A dog's picture?
Oh. Yeah, a dog, like a woof woof. I don't know why dog has to be part of this.
I understood the DOG part, but I just didn't understand the picture part. Like, they're still being respectful of the dog, but like, it's disrespectful to bring in this facsimile of it. Like, what? Okay.
I'm like, don't leave my dog out of this.
It's very symbolic. Okay.
And finally, in Farsi, they say, you are a screw up of God.
Ooh, yikes.
Plain and simple, to the point.
Yeah.
No confusion about what they mean there.
Unless those you're are some not religious, but yeah, otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I feel like you could just call someone a screw-up, but it's not as saying they're a screw-up of God.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. So this reminds me of when I was first in Germany. I was the first one to land in Germany. My first time.
You colonized Germany.
It's something I don't like to brag about. When I first got to Germany for my exchange year, I lived with a family and we had this little gathering with some of my exchange friends, and my host brother's friends came over, and it was all welcoming and lots of fun, whatever. And we went to toast with our beers and they all in unison said, Arsch ficken. And so we all repeated it just joyfully, like, yeah, we're one of the crowd. Woo-hoo. And then they all started laughing immediately because it means ass fucking.
Basically. Cheers to that.
Yep. So whenever I go to toast now, not every time, but sometimes I think, well, let's just incorporate this little memory.
Do you say it when you cheers?
Like, with some people, especially who understand German, and I can share this story, yeah. I don't know. I've never been that cruel to do it to other people, though, like my cruel host brother and his friends.
It was just a part of the initiation ritual.
I know. I felt very hazed. Speaking of hazing.
Ay, Dios.
Here we go.
This better have swear words in it.
Oh, yeah.
Swear words, yeah.
I won't even ask if you're ready because I know you are.
Yeah, I'm going to swear a lot so that way I increase my capacity of, I don't know.
You release your
stress. Is there a mental capacity?
The stress that this game brings on. Okay.
Yeah. Shit, bitch. Fuck shit.
I sound like you have Tourette's.
That's not funny.
No, but like that happens. What? Oh, that was from a movie, actually. Anyway, different movie. Okay.
Didn't get that reference.
No. I don't even know which movie. So my cinematic quote of the episode is fuck a doodle doo.
Oh, shit.
Do you know it?
No, I don't. I just know that you said it earlier in the episode. And so I'm like, nope. Zero. Nope. Fuck shit.
It has Hugh Grant in it, and it's one of his older ones. Weddings is in the title.
Oh, is it something about the weddings and the funerals?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. Yes. Four weddings and a funeral. Yes.
Nope, never saw that one.
They definitely curse a lot, and they got very clever with it towards the end.
I'm going to use a Swedish swear here. It's not a swear as much as like an insult. But the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead.
That's so brilliant.
Yeah. That's me when we play this game. It's like,
to put down.
And it's just a dead hamster.
Oh, that's offensive to hamsters.
I don't think they're in our audience, so it's okay.
We only care about those who listen to us.
Well, this has been a goddamn bitch slapping tiddling annoyed.
Urine infused, butts on crosses. Apples instead of assholes. Very special episode.
You fudge brownie.
Go flick a penny.
What?
That was on the list.
Flip a penny.
Oh, flick.
Go squeeze your juice box. Your jagweed, jagwad, with jerkwad. Jack off.
Go lick your ear holes.
Ew. How? Also, if you can do that, write to us. We'd love to interview you. That's cool.
And thanks to Comis Johnson for her wonderful illustration of our tits. Just kidding. Of our faces.
And Gabrielle Beasley for her lovely intro and outro ukulele music. You just look like the guy from the Muppets, the meep meep meep, Beaker. Yeah.
Meep 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 meep. And then the way Beaker just like meep 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 meep. Well, how would Beaker curse? Meep.
I can't. My voice is so shot. I can't even.
Ow, that hurt my shoulder.
You should swear so you feel better.
Exactly.